This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross.
Remember me? Read my mind. Who delivers 10 times out of 10?
Who's the cat that won't cop out?
Jay Ray.
I might take you down, but I'll never let you down. Now, what's my name?
Shaft!
You're damn right.
Shaft is back in theaters. This time the story revolves around John Shaft's nephew, a cop played by Samuel L. Jackson. Richard Roundtree returns as Uncle John Shaft, and the famous theme music is back too. The original 1971 film Shaft was the first of the studio-produced blaxploitation films. It starred Roundtree as a private eye looking for the kidnapped daughter of a Harlem gang lord. The theme launched a new sound in action movie music and won a 1972 Academy Award for the composer and singer Isaac Hayes.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks?
You're damn right.
The man that would risk his neck for his brother, man.
Can you dig it?
Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about?
Right on. You see, this cat Shaft is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
What I'm talking about, Shaft?
Well, we can do it.
He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
John Shaft.
Isaac Hayes went on to star in a couple of action films. In the 60s, he helped shape the sound of Memphis soul music as a songwriter, arranger, and producer and singer for Stax Records. He co-wrote hits for Sam and Dave, Carla Thomas, and Johnny Taylor. Now he's the voice of the school cafeteria chef on South Park. I spoke with Isaac Hayes in 1994 about writing the theme for Shaft.
When it was time for me to do the Shaft theme, I said, now, what can I do? They explained the character to me, you know, a relentless character, always on the move, always on the prowl, and you got to get something to denote that for the main theme. I said, now, what can I do? I thought about, if you remember Otis Redding's Trial of Tenderness, I had a hand in that arrangement, too. In the end, Al Jackson was doing some stuff on a hi-hat cymbal, you know, you got to na-na-na, boom, you know. So I thought about that. I said, maybe if I just sustain that particular thing on the hi-hat, that would give you a dramatic effect as something that's relentless. Now, what else can I do? I thought about the guitar lick, and I went and pulled it out, played it, and Charles Pitts, we call him Skip, he played the thing on the wah-wah. I said, hey, play this line. He started it. And I told Willie, the drummer, I said, Willie Hall, I said, give me that hi-hat, man, some 16 notes, you know. And he did that, and it worked.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks?
You're damn right.
Now, there's something I've been hoping to be able to play for you for a long time, and I'm just thrilled I have the opportunity to do it now. I want to play this record for you, and tell me, I figure you've probably heard it, and you could tell me what you think of it. So let's hear an excerpt, and then we'll talk about it.
Who's
is a black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks. So, can you dig it? Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about? So, right on. Black private eye, whose mastermind has got him what he wanted. So, Shaft. Shaft is the man.
Isaac Hayes, you recognize the recording?
Yeah. I produced that on Sammy Davis.
Did you really? You produced it? That's Sammy Davis. Yeah. No, what did you think of Sammy Davis doing Shaft?
Well, I mean, I was thrilled, you know. I mean, you know, Sam and I were friends, and he wanted to do it, you know. And in fact, the night that we were in the studio doing that, it was the Golden Globe Awards. And I had no idea I would win, so Lou Gossett received the award in my stead. And I was in the studio with Sammy. Oh, wow.
It just seemed, you know, it's just really funny it's so out of character for him. I mean, he was going through this real kind of groovy period, I guess.
Yeah. You know Sammy, you know, he was into what was happening now, which is good. You know, he rolled with the trends.
I want to spend a couple of minutes talking with you about how you developed your image. When did you start shaving your head?
I started shaving my head not long after I got out of high school.
It wasn't fashionable then.
No, it wasn't.
To my knowledge. So what inspired you to do it?
Well, you know, during those times as musicians, it was a fad. We had a relax in our hair. Called it a conk process. And during that time, mine was cut very low and just slicked down on my head all the way around like a coconut, you know. And it was hip. It was a style. But in the summertime, it was hard to keep up. And you sweat and it come undone and you had to sleep with a stocking cap on, all that kind of stuff. I said, I'm sick of fooling with this stuff. I'm going to cut it off. So I went to the barbershop around the corner from Stacks. I said, Mr. King, cut it all off. What? Cut it all off. I'm going to grow a new crop. And when he cut it off, you know, I went outside, you know, and I said, wow, it's a breeze out here. It feels great. I can feel the wind on my head. Hey, I think I'll keep it like this. I already had the beard. And people would look at me and say, oh, wow, oh, look at this guy, man. He's got ball in the beard. But I didn't care because it was different. I like being different. You know, I like swimming upstream. And a funny thing, one time, Booker T, by some error, had somebody book two dates on the same day for Booker T and MGs. And one date was in, I think Booker had to go to Oklahoma somewhere. And I went to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania with Al, Duck, and Steve. And David Porter was a vocalist. And I was to pretend to be Booker T. And I'm at the organ. We kicked off the tune, kicked off Green Onions, you know, and grooving. Somebody said, hey, man, ain't no Booker T. He ain't got no hair. And, I mean, they were ready to riot. I jumped up from the organ and got out there with David, started dancing and singing and doing everything, trying to appease the people, you know. But finally, they said, well, okay, what the hell, we'll accept him. And, I mean, I played the entire gig. And, of course, years later, I went back as Isaac Hayes, and I played Harrisburg, and I told that incident, and some people remembered it, and they cracked up.
That's funny.
But, I mean, I was an unknown, but I just looked different. I liked a different look.
Are you still doing it?
Oh, yeah. You see, the thing about it is, it's ageless. So when I go naturally, no one will know.
Isaac Hayes recorded in 1994. Coming up on this archive edition, Kenan Ivory weigh-ins on his satire of blaxploitation films. This is Fresh Air.